This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, ex-relites Rudy Tapia and Douglas Rogers, relators v. The Honorable Derek Ancrom, Judge of the 31st Judicial Circuit, Greene County, Missouri, respondent, decided April 11, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In Division State of Missouri, ex-relites Rudy Tapia and Douglas Rogers, relators v. No SD 38681, filed April 11, 2025, the Honorable Derek Ancrom, Judge of the 31st Judicial Circuit, Greene County, Missouri, respondent, original proceeding in prohibition. Preliminary writ of prohibition made permanent Rudy Tapia and Douglas Rogers, hereinafter referred to individually by their surnames and collectively as relators, filed a writ of prohibition with this court, asking that the Honorable Derek Ancrom, respondent judge, be prohibited from taking any further action in this case except to order a change of judge. Having finally determined the matter, we make the preliminary writ permanent. See State ex rel. Dr. Unnerstall v. Berkemeyer, 298 SW3D 513, 516, Mobank 2009, State ex rel. Jackson v.'s Parker, 496 SW3D 559, 563 ND8, Mo App 2016. Two factual and procedural background. On July 3, 2024, JD Industries LLC DBA Midwest Roofing, filed a petition against Tapia, Rogers, and Empire Roofing and Construction Enterprises, LLC, Empire, in the Circuit Court of Miller County, Missouri. The petition filed by Midwest Roofing asserted claims for breach of contract as to Tapia, count Y, breach of contract as to Rogers, count 2, tortious interference with business relationships, count 3, declaratory judgment, count 4, preliminary injunction, count V, and permanent injunction, count 6. Paragraph 5 of Midwest Roofing's petition alleged that it was damaged by the wrongful conduct of defendants in Greene County, Missouri. Tapia was served with the summons and petition on July 9, 2024. Empire was served with the summons and petition on July 12, 2024, and Rogers was served with the summons and petition on July 23, 2024. On August 7, 2024, Empire filed a motion to transfer venue, which alleged that venue was improper pursuant to paragraph 508.010. One that same day, relators also filed a motion to transfer venue for the same reason. Empire and relators requested that the case be transferred to Greene County, Missouri. Midwest Roofing's counsel did not file a Rule 51.045 reply stating why venue in Miller County was proper or why venue in Greene County was improper. On August 20, 2024, the parties sent a letter informing the Miller County Circuit Judge that venue should be transferred to Greene County pursuant to Rule 51.045. In relevant part, the letter stated, one, references to paragraph 508.010 are to RS Mocum, Supdo, 2019. References to paragraph 476.410 are to RS Mo 2016, unless otherwise specified. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2024. 3. The petition asserts a claim sounding in tort, and the allegations state that plaintiff Midwest Roofing was first injured in Greene County, Missouri. The defendants, Empire and relators, filed motions to transfer venue to the Circuit Court of Greene County. In response, plaintiff filed a consent to the transfer of venue to Greene County. Pursuant to Mo Supposit R 51.045C, this court should now enter its order transferring this matter to Greene County, pursuant to the stipulation and defendant's motions. Please let us know if the court requires a hearing to effectuate the transfer. On August 28, 2024, the Miller County Circuit Judge granted the motions and transferred the case to the Circuit Court of Greene County, Missouri. That same day, the case was docketed in Greene County, and the case was assigned to respondent judge. On or about September 13, 2024, the parties to the Greene County case received notice that respondent judge had been designated to the case. On September 17, 2024, relators filed a Rule 51.05 application for change of judge. That same day, respondent judge issued the following order. The court is in receipt of the application for change of judge motion filed by defendants Tapia and Rogers on September 17, 2024. To expedite its business and pursuant to Rule 5530C, The court dispenses with oral hearing on such motion. Rule 51.02 provides that following a stipulation agreeing upon removal of the civil action to a designated court of competent jurisdiction, no change of judge shall be granted to any party stipulating to the change, except where there is cause for a change of judge. Similarly, Rule 51.06a provides that if a party requests and obtains either a change of venue or a change of judge, that party shall not be granted any additional change thereafter, except for cause or under Rule 51.07. In this action, defendants Tapia and Rogers filed their motion to transfer venue on August 7, 2024, designating Greencown.